The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Friday, the 24th of January, 2020. On the podcast today, Martin Higginson, CEO of Emotion, that's IMMO, his ticker there. And Martin discusses their fundraise and recent deal with MGM Resorts International for the installation of a 36-seat VR theatre, an interactive exhibit at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino's Shark Reef Aquarium in Las Vegas. Plus, as always, I have two lists for you. The top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most liked RNSs too. By the way, you can see both these lists, in fact, top 10 versions of both of this, at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Are you tired of missing news about stock market companies you follow? The Vox Markets app helps investors stay ahead by making sure you never miss an important update. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Martin Higginson, CEO of Emotion Group. IMMO is the ticker there. Martin, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, good morning, Justin.
Now, you released some good news, and in fact, I think people, often investors, prime investors, are almost blinded by the P word. The placing word gets announced, people start getting running scared. But within this release, there was a deal as well with MGM Mandalay Bay partnership there in Las Vegas, which is an excellent deal. But before we get into that, if someone is listening, Martin, and they're not familiar with the company, just give them the brief summary. What's Emotion about, please?
Okay, I mean, Emotion focuses on delivering sort of immersive out-of-home solutions, predominantly in the sort of virtual reality space and predominantly to high footfall locations. So they could be aquariums, but they could also be places like the London Eye, high footfall sort of leisure destinations. And as we move forward, they could be places like zoos and science centres. So, but all focused around high footfall destinations where we can offer a truly immersive experience to their customers.
Yeah, do you know, I had a friend actually text me yesterday, went to O2 and tried out one of your headsets there, so he's very impressed with it. But anyway, let's move on. So that's first-hand experience, because I don't know anyone who's done that there. So you raised just under $3 million. Take us through what it's going to be used for then, Martin.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think there's the interesting fact, I mean, we were very oversubscribed. So mm-hmm. when we went to see big institutional investors, and we've got a number of new big institutions on our register. So people like Herald, Downing, Guinness, you know, these are big, big institutions that have come in on this round. We were very oversubscribed. We went out originally looking to sort of raise about $2 million. We ended up with almost double that amount of demand. So we decided to take a little bit more, enabling us to roll out and move faster to these larger installations, and installations like the sort of Shark Reef installation at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas.
Yeah. And at the moment, we'll dig into that, because I quite like this. You reiterate that you're heading towards break even around the end of Q1, which is good there. So and you're still on track for that, are you?
Yeah, look, we're very, very much, you know, we're very focused on that. You know, I certainly don't like, you know, losing money and things, but we always knew that that was going to be the case with this business. You know, certainly the gestation period with some of the bigger aquariums has been slightly longer than we would have liked. And that's not that they're not good counterparties. It's just that the decision process just takes a little bit longer. However, the sort of quid pro quo with that is the quality of earnings is so much better than we could have ever expected. Mm-hmm. You know, we're averaging, our running average at the moment with aquariums is £476 gross revenue per week. Over the Christmas period, that got to nearly £800 in aquariums. And what we're really learning is these sites that, whilst they might take a little bit longer, the quality of earnings is much better. And originally when we said we went out and we're quite public with our number of 412 headsets, that was based on an average revenue per headset of £313 mm-hmm. per headset. So the more quality that we bring to the party, then the more that break even sort of headset number reduces, and the more profitability that we have. And also, which I think is equally important, the better foresight that we've got with our business. And I think what's really important with business is that you've got a good sight, a good runway of where you're going to get the revenue, good counterparties, very well spread with quality earnings. And I think all of these things are big ticks in the box as we move forward to that break-even point at the end of this quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's go into this. So you've done a revenue share partnership signed with MGM Resorts International for their sort of 360-seat VR theatre. That's in the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino Shark Reef Aquarium in Las Vegas. That's a decent partner again, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, we pride ourselves on the quality of partners, and I think we've spoken about this before. Anybody looking at us for due diligence, then, you know, you've got some ticks in the box. People like Merlin, people like the O2, people like MGM. You know, these are big, big names that obviously don't enter into sort of partnerships lightly, you know, with companies that can't deliver. So what we're delivering for Shark Reef in the Mandalay Bay sort of resort and casino is a fully sort of integrated exhibition area. So it includes sort of, you know, things like shark cages where you can go and have your picture taken. It includes a sort of what we call a humpback reveal. So it means you can look at what's inside and how the bone structure is made of a humpback whale. It's got things like shark trackers in there, so you can track sharks as they swim around the world. But at the epicenter of this is our sort of VR cinema, VR theatre, with 36 headsets showing a number of different films, so swimming with humpbacks and obviously the shark dive experience. So it's a real integrated solution, completely immersive. They've got about 500,000 visitors, all of whom will pay, included in their ticket for this experience. In terms of our revenues, it equates to our gross revenues of sort of $5 per visitor. So that nets back to us a minimum of $2.50. So just in terms of numbers, in terms of revenue, this is an additional $2.5 million of revenue per annum for us. And, you know, 1.25 million sort of, you know, net income to us. Mm-hmm. So it's a big, big deal. It equates to about £1,000 a headset for those people that sort of are working back the maths in terms of gross revenue. So a big number. And again, getting back to that break even where we were at 313, adding in 36 headsets at £1,000 per headset average per week is going to make a big difference.
Yeah. And like you say, when you have these quality partners, I assume it's like a snowball effect, is it? I mean, the more you get, then the more partners approach you, or it makes it easier to open doors to those other partners.
Yeah, look, we've got demand for, again, more exhibition-style operations like Mandalay Bay. Obviously, we want to showcase Mandalay Bay, use that as the exemplar to other operators. We've got three or four big operators in the wings that we are in detailed discussions with. Obviously, they want to see, you know, what we're going to do at Mandalay Bay. In terms of, you know, how that's going to perform and what it's going to look like. So that opens in March. So we're, you know, we're very excited about that and how that's going to sort of deliver. We've got, as I said, we continue to sort of talk to people. I mean, one of the things we developed recently was our ability to be able to, one operator can operate, whether it be 8 or 80 headsets or seats. All of that can be done by one person. And that's another key milestone that's allowed us to do this Mandalay Bay install.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you say in Q2, you're going to launch a range of new, exciting edutainment experiences. What's all that about then?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think Q2 is going to be very much focused around more of the aquarium, bigger installations. It's also going to be focused on rolling out our tower coaster products. We're just about to install into the London Eye. We've installed in Blackpool Tower, we installed in Birmingham, we installed in Brighton. Amazing success. The Tower Coaster is a great product where it is unique to your city or unique to the city that we operate. So we mix CGI and live action, and we put a drone 400 feet above above the Thames, and we create a roller coaster that is probably the scariest, the tallest, roller coaster in London, and people will be able to experience that, the London Eye. So we're going to roll more of those out in quarter two. We'll roll them out into other iconic cities. Our development team, our experience team, is then working on a range of new products, and that will include some amazing dinosaur VR, the likes that people have never seen before. So we're very, very excited about that, and that will really help us sort of roll out into zoos and bigger sort of destinations as we move into sort of, you know, H2 2020.
Yeah, and do you know what? I saw a bit of that video on your Instagram account, and that's a very impressive, actually, the coaster there. Very scary looking. And so I assume, you know, what's the biggest challenge here? Because demand doesn't seem to be a problem. If you've got plenty of demand happening, so what's your challenges here then, Martin?
Look, I think we're now past in terms of, you know, what's our business model. We know what our business model is. We're very clear on that. We've honed down our product range. Our product range is very, very simple. So we've made that much better. We've made the headsets much better. The quality is better. So it's now all about execution. And what we've got the team doing is really honing in, focusing on execution. We've got an amazing team within the Emotion family. So it's now, you know, giving them the freedom, getting them to execute, getting them to put these installs in, and really making sure that they perform. We have a great performance team that is focused on working with our partners to ensure not only they perform, but we enhance performance by doing little tweaks and things as we move forward. So I think we're well positioned. We're striving towards, you know, the break even. I think, you know, that will happen within this quarter. Then it's about sort of more installs, better installs, quality of earnings as we move forward. You know, as we end this year, we want to look at real quality of earnings. You know, I think we put out there that there's more than enough cash to get us to sort of, you know, 600-700 headsets. You know, if we get all of those installed, then that will deliver a sizable EBITDA number as we just roll into sort of 2021. And from that, it's just then building from there. This business is always going to be a tipping point business. And once you go past that tipping point, then every single new install just flows straight to the bottom line.
Yeah. Okay. As always, Martin, three reasons. If someone is listening right now, likes the sound of the progress you're making, but are not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add you to their watch list, please.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, we've got a very clear business model, very simple business model that there is huge demand for. So I think that's point one. We are, you know, very well funded. I think that's point two. And again, I think, you know, we're in a very exciting sector. Where you're going to see more and more consumer demand for this type of product. Immersive experiences are going to be at the forefront. You know, we have the ability, you know, whether it be a tower coaster where we can put a, you know, what would be a huge roller coaster outdoors, we can put that in a very small footprint. Whether it be swimming with sharks or swimming with whales, again, we can put that in a small footprint. And as we lead on to the, you know, the second half of 2020, as we get into dinosaurs, we'll be able to put complete dinosaur theme parks in to large footfall destinations. And I think that's going to be a real game changer for us and how our business is perceived by, you know, external parties.
Marvellous stuff, Martin. Good to chat to you as always, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Take care.
Okay, time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Modern Water Group, a place in the day, 60% discount. But there's a change of board as well. Worth reading about that, I think. At four, it's Open Orphan. At three, Way Education. At two, it's Prospects Oil and Gas. And number one, most followed company, is Polarian Imaging, POLX ticker, of course. And it's risen quite quickly recently. And of course, some directed buys as well. And we're waiting for phase three readout on their machine, their proprietary machine. Okay, top five. Most liked and most read RNSs come from the following companies. At five, Tech Capital, Solaris' new major food contract. At four, Shield Therapeutics, investor presentation. At three, Way Education, directorate change. Good change there. At two, it's 88 Energy, placement to raise $5 million. And at one, Columbus Energy, operational update, Saffron well testing. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos appreciado.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.